The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Coming to you live from Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this January 18th, 2022. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight, really a lot to talk about tonight, so get ready. And tonight we had the Lord of the Board, none other than the mighty Andrew.
Hello, Pastor, and everyone else.
Back in the boiler room, we have back there Radical Randy and Wiley Witt. We make them stay back there. Now, you've heard her, right? She's walking and talking, and she flutters and sputters. And again, she weighs less than Andy's shadow. Little Lisa!
Good evening, everyone, and help us stay on the air tonight. It's Pledge Week, folks.
All right, get out of here. Go back there. Get into that room. Those are the phones. Those are the people that are manning the phone lines, because we know that you folks are going to be calling. We know you're going to be calling, because we need you to call already. And tonight, here in the studio, I have two lovely ladies that have decided they're kind of like my groupies. It's finally, I finally got some after all these years. So we have right here tonight in the studio, Kim Withrow.
Hello.
And Pam Savo. Let me, did I?
Savo Butcher.
Savo Butcher. Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I butchered your name. There you go. But anyhow. And then, of course, we've got way out yonder in that Missouri. Well, the parson, Joe Larson.
Good evening, one and all. And all of you listeners now know why I stay out here in the middle of nowhere in Missouri after listening to what goes on there in the studio.
All right, there you go. Well, you know, it's been a lot better since you guys got electricity out there. Already.
Well, and we had electricity, but until into the 2000s, we were still on a party telephone line.
Yeah.
If most people don't even know what that is, do they?
No, they don't anymore. But I bet I have someone that does. Our special guest tonight is Dr. Cass Ingram. Are you there, Cass?
I'm here, yeah. It's good to be here with you. Might as well be in the studio.
It's been a while since we've had you here, but listen, we've got a pretty lady in here. That good news, she's a pretty lady. The bad news, she took the poke.
Hopefully she hasn't had a bunch of vaccines shed on her head and
well, she
her blood.
She took the first poke, and this is why she's here tonight, because she's going to ask you what she can do about that. But
yeah, she just screwed up her body permanently. We want to unlock that permanent damage, you know, with the synthetic mRNA and the graphene oxide. It's pretty foreign garbage.
Well,
you didn't get the Johnson has a chimpanzee AIDS virus.
No,
shell,
no.
You know.
What? No, she got the other one. She got the Pfizer. But we're going to get into that later. Right now, we got to get into the Bible portion. And as we go through this, the Bible study, you can feel free to jump in and ask any questions as we go along the way. Now, here, do you remember the title of the message, Joe?
Understanding the Rapsias.
Rapsias, okay.
Understanding the rapture.
Okay, now, that's right. That's the root word for rapture. Now, there's a lot of confusion out there on the rapture of the church. You hear a lot of people who really don't understand the teachings of the Bible, and you hear them saying, well, the Patriots here, these people think that they're going to get raptured out. They don't know that they're going to have to go through the tribulation period. Look, so we don't give our opinions. We give you exactly what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. Now, in the Bible, if you're going to go to what the word rapture means, the catching up, the taking up. Now, there are those that teach there are seven raptures in Scripture. Well, I don't, and I don't have a problem with that. I don't choose to call them all raptures. I refer to the church age, the rapture of the church age saints, and the tribulation saints. Now, but the catching up, if you go to Acts 1, verses 9 and 10, with the ascension, when Jesus was taken up, some refer to that as he was raptured up, okay? In Genesis 5 and verse 24, Enoch was taken up, okay? If you go to Elijah, 2 Kings, Elijah was taken out. If you go to Revelation 11:11, both Moses and Elijah both are taken up. And then if you go to Revelation, 14, the 144,000, and then also Revelation 7:9, when you talk about the martyred Gentiles. So those are seven different times where they're taken up, but I don't refer to them as raptures. I only refer to the rapture of the church age saints and the rapture of the tribulation saints. Now, we started last night, and Dr. Egram, you can at any time just jump in. If you have a question or comment,
sure.
Just jump in.
Yeah.
Okay, and so let's go to, now we went in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18, and we took a look at what was called the pre-trib. By the way, there are people say that there is no rapture because the word rapture is not in the Bible. Well, but there's a lot of situations in the Bible where events are clearly described very clearly, but the word's not in there. For example, the word Trinity. You won't find the word Trinity in the Bible, but the Bible is explicit when it referring to the Trinity. You won't find the word omnipotence. In the Bible, but the Bible talks about God's omnipotence or omnipresence or omniscience, all-knowing. You won't find those words, but the Bible clearly teaches that.
What bothers me is that it something like 250,000 Americans have died from this shot, and they're mostly Christian and Jewish people, mostly. Mostly Christians, and mostly probably God-fearing Christians of some sort, and they went ahead and they got raptured right up. They got taken up, and we don't know what happened to them. We just know that the 20,000 have been stated on the VAERS report to be dead. That's 1%, so you figure 1% of 20,000 in 200,000 to 2 million is not an unrealistic number. Just a lot of folks all of a sudden have to go meet their God.
Here's the thing. First of all, I know that a lot of people don't understand, but God's Word, the Bible, is very clear that it's God's call, that the time of our departure, that we're going to leave this world. That's not our call. It's God's call. That is preset. The Bible's clear on that. Now, but here's the other thing. You know, the Bible tells you, too, that God has given us. Let me just read to you here from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, starting with verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. Or who hath known the mind of the Lord, or that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, here I'm finding out, look, all of these frontline doctors, I have not met one of them, not one that's not a professing Christian. These are the people that understand about this. God has given them that information, that knowledge, to the discernment. Now, those that are pushing this, and I've sat in their meetings, the meetings with the World Health Organization and Sierra Club and Planned Predators, all of these Antichrist associations. I've sat in their meetings when they did not know who I was, and they were speaking openly about how to depopulate the planet. It's very difficult for a lot of people to wrap their heads around the fact that there are people that want to eliminate the vast majority of people from this planet, okay? They just can't think of that could actually happen in America. Oh, you know what? This is this is Pledge Week, and I never gave the number out, folks. This is very, very important that you call. This is Pledge Week. It's day two of Pledge Week, and we only have less than 10 hours a week to raise enough money to stay on the air for a whole month.
Can I offer some help there?
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever your pledge is, I'm going to offer two books. I'm going to offer two books that would be included in the pledge. I'll offer Foods That Cure. I'm going to offer that. So whatever the pledge is, you can have that. And another one is the How to Eat Right and Live Longer, two of my classics. So why not? I have a lot of those books. Why not include those in your pledge? That's a value of $45. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Here, now I have right here in front of me How to Survive Forced Vaccinations, Health Benefits of Wild Oregano Oil, and Health Benefits of the Pine Pollen.
Yeah, those are the little pocket books.
Yeah, these I was going to, for a donation of $20 or more, I was going to have these books here.
Well, let them go higher. Let them go higher, and then they can add those big, thick books to the two classics. and then they can get the little books and it's a five altogether, right?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go a little bit five altogether for
$100 donation.
Would it be $100? Would that be a good one?
I think so. I think that's a reasonable approach.
All right, folks, you just heard it. All five books for $100 and donation. Now, at the same time, there are some of you out there that might need, say, one of these books, and you can't afford it. You let us know, and we'll help you out. Okay. Now, we're going to get into, well, first of all, we got urgent prayer for Marcy is having a quadruple bypass surgery.
Why?
Okay, I don't know why, but this just came into me, so let's pray for her right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I don't know who Marcy is, Father God, but thou knowest. So, Lord, she's asked for prayer because she's got to have a triple bypass.
Okay.
And, Lord, so we want to hold her up to you, Lord God, and just, Father God, Lord, say, here, take Marcy, Lord, touch her and heal her, Lord. Father God, we know that all you have to do is say the word, and she's totally healed. And, Lord, that she might not have to go through that triple bypass. And if you decide to do that, Lord, guide the hands of the surgeon, Lord God. And, Father God, bless her in every way, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Biblically, you have pomegranate and grape if we could take Marcy and she could just tell the surgeons, I got to get my affairs in order, and she would get something called red sour grape, eat a tablespoon morning and night, and pomegranate from the, ideally from the Mediterranean, but any kind of pomegranate, maybe she could get the pomegranates and eat three a day, or the syrup that comes from the mountains of Lebanon, and she could take the syrup three tablespoons a day, and, you know, maybe she could go back and say, well, I'm 90% better, doctor, can you recheck me? And they could do a coronary angiogram and see she improved dramatically. I don't know. It's just, those are in the old books, and we don't pay attention. We want prayer and we want help and no criticism. We should do that. We should do both.
All right, very good. That number is, folks, pledge line, 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. We definitely need to hear from you. This is, all right, we have Paul in Texas just pledged 25. All righty, there you go. Now, we're going to get into our scripture for tonight. And in 1 Corinthians 15, would you go ahead and read, Joe, starting with verse 50 through 58.
All right. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, but the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
All righty, so why cannot flesh and blood inherit the kingdom?
Because for now it's a spiritual kingdom. The body, Scripture said, will dust will return to dust, ashes to ashes.
Okay, so what can you what cannot go into the third heaven? He's referring to that when he talks about corruption. What is it about our bodies that's?
It's the physical body that sinneth. It's the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye. It's the body that sins, the physical.
Okay, so what is it that causes sickness and disease and all of these things? What does God's Word, the Bible, say that causes sickness and disease?
Sin is the cause of all the things that bring us down.
Okay.
Adam and Eve, if they hadn't have eaten of the fruit, could have lived forever.
Absolutely. Now, you have here, this here is the rapture of the church age saints, saints that he's talking about. When he says, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. Now, we talked about this before. This is the last trump. The trump is the sound that a trumpet makes of the first trumpet. And then it says, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and the mortal must put on immortality. Now, we're going to have a glorified body. So what are the benefits of a glorified body?
It's an eternal body. It is a body that is not created in sin or born into sin, you know, because of the flesh. And it will be nothing diseased. We won't feel pain. We won't have fevers. We won't all the things that we suffer with our bodies now will be changed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cass, you'll be out of work, but you'll have a job when you get to the heaven.
Well, I'll tell you what. I like the idea that God will take care of you. There won't be any sin. There won't be any corruption. Nothing but peace and love. And let him take care of it. You know, he knows what he's doing. Yeah, have you seen some of the things he's created? I mean, my God, we can't even create a gnat. And he has created so many different incredible creatures and, you know, just different things that he's done that one little teeny bit of his creation overwhelms our brains. So let him take care of the heavens and I'll be satisfied.
So you're pretty much sure that God's got his hand on everything and he's in complete control, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is in control. You know, we don't know. The little teeny bit we see is nothing compared to his grand kingdom. And, of course, of the earth, there's supposed to be a billion earths somewhere in this vast universes. A billion other types of creatures, or let's say a million, let's say 10,000, let's say 1,000. Well, what does God have in his back pocket here? What kind of creatures, what kind of universes, what kind of earths? God, we don't know anything.
No, well, that's the whole point of eternity, is you'll have all of eternity to find out all of that. And
yeah.
See, a lot of people get the idea that when you get to heaven, it's kind of like you see the commercial on TV where you got these pretty female angels eating Philadelphia brand cream cheese and floating on clouds.
Yeah, on clouds, yeah.
I never bought into that, okay? The Bible is very clear. It doesn't stutter. It tells you that we're all going to have jobs to do.
Right.
And being that, remember, it says that we are inheritance. We're God's inheritance, and that means that entire universe out there will be ours to roam around. And
yeah, I believe that. I believe he's so merciful. Beyond anything we can ever imagine, and to give us an eternal life, oh my God.
Well, you see, that's just what, again, it's hard for these people to understand. They cannot understand that God is who he says he is. I mean, it's unbelievable where you have, how people could fall for this whole thing about evolution. Mm-hmm. You've got, you know, people are being, you know, you've got the evolution, you've got global warming, we'll never have another Christmas. You know, we were the first ones, I was the first ones out there on the radio telling people that we knew that the polar bears weren't going to drown because they could swim. I knew that, and I told people, they can swim. And we knew it wasn't guns and SUVs that were causing what they call global warming. We knew that. And we knew that guns and SUVs don't kill people. It's people kill people. And so, and not only that, guess what? We found out, listen to this. This is really deep. We found out it's the sun that heats the earth.
Oh, is that interesting?
Yeah. And so.
A revelation.
Now, this is deep. I mean, the Democrats can't handle it. I mean, there's no way could they, that's way too deep for them, okay?
Well, I'll tell you. If you believe in God, then you don't care. Like this thing about, well, I got to see my grandkid, or I can't go to Disney World. If you're on the fence about getting vaccinated and somebody pushes you because of a worldly desire, just ignore it and keep your eye focused on God Almighty and know that you're not going to corrupt the body that is his body, not your body. He designed you. You're not going to allow yourself to be corrupted just for a worldly, temporary thing. You're going to live forever when you go over. Yeah. So what's the difference?
You know what I did, Cass? I made a decision. I looked at Big Pharma. And, you know, pharmakia, that means wizardry. That means basically sorcery, right?
Yes.
So I looked at and that's where we get the word, obviously, pharma. So I said, here's what pharmakia, the sorcerers, are giving us. And then over here, this is what God has given us, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't take me long at all. I chose to go with God because I knew he knew what he was doing.
Well, and the immune system knows what it's doing. That's the Godhead. And so just leave it there. This contagion, you know what? It's silly. You see these people with masks. There's been, say, 10 billion masks. Nobody got an infection from any one mask ever. Nobody got an infected finger from picking it up. Not one person out of 20 billion masks ever got a contagion from was inside there. All of this is just, Rand Paul said it right. It's theater. It's show. It's phony. It's fake. Don't buy into it, man.
Those masks, they're not really useful, are they, when it comes to these little viruses? I mean, here.
No. You know why surgeons wear masks? Because if they spit, then that means they could spit into somebody's abdomen or sneeze into their abdomen. So they wear the mask so they don't do that to the patient they're having the surgery. There's no other reason to wear a mask.
Well, there's one other. I happen to be down at the post office, and I was down at the post office, and there was there's two or three of us, and we were in there with our faces because, see, we were made in the image of God. That's how we recognize each other. Like I could tell you.
I know. Maybe this is a plot.
But listen to this. There was a woman in there, and she had that face diaper on, and she was indignant. And she said, y'all should have, should be wearing masks. And I said to her, the only reason you're wearing one is you have a mustache, and we know it, right? And you know what she did? She ran out the door. There you go. You see, sometimes.
I remember that one.
Yeah. Listen, that works. You can't see their mouth. You can't tell whether they're frowning or smiling, but you can see it in their eyes.
it's got to be some kind of a scheme to take the identity or the symbol, the natural identity away from people.
It is, especially young children. Look, think about it. When you were 5, 6, 7 years old, and you could not tell if people were smiling when you were talking to them or what. You know, this has a psychological effect, and that's what it's meant to do, okay? It's meant to do that. This is the Antichrist world system.
That only 1 out of 100,000, maybe. So I see a sign. It says you can't enter without a mask, and I just walk right through, and I don't let anybody bother me. But everybody else wears a mask. So let's say that there's 200 people that walk through the door. I'm the only one out of 200, so it could be 1 out of 200,000 is a resistor. My God, we're in trouble. We're full of
Well, you know, you're talking to the folks that you're listening to right now. All of us do the same thing. All the people here tonight, we go and we didn't wear any masks. In fact, I'll tell you some stories about that. But let's go to pledges. We want to say. Well, can you pull them down so I can, all right, we've got pledges coming in. Now, we want to go to.
Don't forget the big pledge for $100. You get the 2 extra big fat books.
All right, let's start it with Donna from Cleveland pledges 100. Patty in Independence pledges 100. Eric in Beavertown, Pennsylvania pledges 100. Lorraine from Oregon pledges 100. Caroline from Illinois pledges 100. Terry from New Jersey pledges 100. Beverly from Manhattan pledges 200. And Steve from Daytona Beach pledges 150.
That's fantastic.
Terry from
heard of that for a long
New Jersey time. Pledges 100. Beverly from Manhattan to, no, oh, let me see. Where am I at now? Okay, Patty. Okay, Patty pledges 100 from, and Carol pledges 15, and
Carol is 150, not 15.
Oh, no, Carol is 150, not 15. Okay, there you go. So, boy. Oh, we missed J- John from San Diego pledges 100. So.
So they get we're going to teach how you can have perfect health with food, with herbs, and with spices, and no side effects. And, boy, I tell you what, look at me. For 1 year I haven't been working. I think you're the second show I've done in a year. And I had a surgery. The surgery went bad. It was just a dental surgery. It wasn't anything big, but it went bad. The human body does so much better with, and I've had to use a natural. I've stayed away from any further surgeons or any further invasions so I could be with you one day, so I could recover one day. And I'm starting to recover, but only because of the natural medicines. One of these days I'll tell the story.
Yeah, well, again, you know, we go back to, you know, look, I think God knew exactly what he was doing when he created us, right?
He did.
And so this Bible that we have here, it's, you know, it's the greatest source of knowledge in existence. It's the most authoritative information in existence. And now here, it's like an owner's manual. Like when you buy a car, it's got an operator's manual. This Bible is ours if you're smart enough to read it.
The Bible is very interesting because of the, from my point of view, because of the specific references to plant medicines. The specific mention of oregano is there. Use hyssop that you'll be purified. I am using the oregano. Myself, I'm using the Oregano Ultra, could use a super strength, and that is bringing me back from being Lazarus times 10. It's in the scriptures. And then I was talking about that person with heart disease, grapes, pomegranate. There's five or six, black seed is there, cumin is there. There's some of the best medicines mentioned right there, and nobody takes advantage of them. So we don't need invasive treatment.
Well, here you go. I happen to have a list of stuff put out by this fellow called Dr. Cass Ingram. And here it is. And by the way, it's purelywild.cassingram.com. Purelywild.cassingram.com. That's the website. And here you start out with... Spruce Alive Drops. Tell us about Spruce Alive Drops.
Okay. You will never find anything better for psoriasis than spruce, both the drops and the cream. Psoriasis, eczema, and contact dermatitis. I found, the Native Americans told me, but they cooked it. I said, well, why don't we try it raw? I have found, can I say cure? I have found something that would reverse that plague. And that spruce is the gum that comes out of the tree. You know, they have to go. The bushmen go and they collect that. That's great for respiratory damage, for scarring of the lungs, for any scars in the body. I had one woman who had a 1.5-inch scar on her buttock from hip surgery, unsightly, and it shrunk down to almost half or less, just taking the spruce. Another person with scar all over his face from skin cancer surgery. The scars went away. There's something about that spruce gum that regenerates you, your tissues, if they're damaged. So there's that. And then there's the pine extract, pine tea. And the pine is an expectorant. It's a immune system aid. It's anti-spike protein. And there's a special on the website, you know.
Okay, well, listen, you know what? We're here because while Pam is still with us here, we got to tell us what maybe she can do, in your opinion, to undo, to detox from...
Pine tea and pine capsules. maybe if she can get a hold of something called a Regarest, which is undergoing a human clinical trial, apparently. But if she can get a hold of those three, or the oil of oregano and or, then she can eat that junk out of her body. You see, the oregano, mentioned in the holy books as a cleanser, is the best thing you could ever do for spike protein. The second best thing that we know of is pine. Why? Again, I'll quote, and I don't know that much about the holy books. I just know I'm an herbal medicine expert. It talks about the leaves of the tree are a medicine. And the pine is, the needles are the leaves of the pine tree. The spruce needles are the leaves of the spruce tree. We did not take advantage of the trees.
Let me ask you this, because we have I had a fellow in the church who was a survivalist. He was one of those fellows who lived out in most of his life out in the woods. And he, are you talking to me, Andy? Because it's not on. Okay. Anyhow, but he drank that pine needle tea on a regular basis to build up his immune system. Do you think that's a good idea?
Yes, it's extremely good idea.
Okay, listen, I'm going to give your phone number out. Okay, now, folks, pardon? The books that we're giving out are how to survive forced vaccinations, health benefits of pine pollen, health benefits of wild oregano oil, and I want to say something about that in a minute here. And what are the other two books there?
The other ones that I'm going to donate are the How to Eat Right and Live Longer and Foods That Cure, 55 different foods and all the different things you use, from apricots to cantaloupe to how to thump a watermelon. You know, most people don't know how to thump a watermelon. And let's see. So that's five books. Plus, don't forget, on the website there is a special on where you can get the pine capsules, which have the oregano in there anyway, and you can get the tea, plus a couple more free books. That was a special for a different radio show, but let it carry over. If you want to add that to your protocol, you can do that. You can buy that separately.
All right, let me give the phone number out. The phone number here for Purely Wild, is 847-473-4798. Again, that's
a better number. I'll give you a pastor.
No, right. Let me write this.
295-3737. Write that down.
1-800-295-3737.
And then that's a toll-free call that you make if you don't have a computer or whatever, and you say, look, I want that special. I want that pine tea. And believe me, this is a value to the people. Two more free books, two additional books, plus a reduction of the cost. I don't care. If we could get people who are more immune to the spike protein, you can't believe the disasters I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah, I can.
We're seeing it.
Well, let me ask you about this, because we've heard a whole lot lately about them. We just sent out in our newsletter 10 things that you can make in the kitchen to help fight the COVID. 10 different things to help fight the COVID. And
I hope you put honey in there.
I didn't put it. Somebody else, it was a naturopath, made it up. But one of the things was the black seed oil.
Yeah.
The black seed oil was one of them. The pine needle extract was another one. But what is Summa Cleanse? I never heard of that.
Okay. All right. Let's first of all talk about 10. Make it 11 and add honey and lemon.
Okay.
Okay. Back to the sumac. Sumac is that cone, red cone that is on in the ditches or on the highlands. You see that bush that develops a red cone. It just so happens. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah, now I remember. Yeah, the sumac tree, yeah.
Yeah, that is the best thing for bladder or kidney or dialysis or pre-dialysis or a prostate or urinary retention, that Sumla cleanse. I had a woman who had a bladder infection, and she took that Sumla cleanse, it wiped it out in 2 days. And she should have been on a triplicate antibiotic, but she wanted to use a natural, you know. So I tell you what, the only side effect is you might get well without any side effects.
You have to be careful.
Effect.
There's poison sumac out there, too. So
well, that's
don't
different.
Know what they're doing.
Poison ivy, poison sumac is a completely different species.
Right. That's why I put the warning, you know, go to a place like your website and order things.
Yeah, then they go and they get the sumac tree, which is an edible tree that the deer and the birds eat that and so on. But nothing will touch a poison sumac unless you touch it by accident. But
well, you've got a pretty good list here where it talks about whole body, wild, and raw health support and this stuff for your immune system. But you also have like a ultra live pine pollen, wild, raw pine pollen.
Okay, that is very difficult because pine pollen is usually steam sterilized. And so pine pollen is high in natural testosterone. It's high in natural, build up your muscle mass. And so that pine pollen is emulsified in black seed oil. And that's called, what's that called, Ultra Alive, something like that.
Yeah. Well, now here's one I've never heard of here, Shagabrew tea.
Okay. There's three trees in the far north. There's the pine, spruce, and birch. Birch makes chaga. Chaga brew is a combination of birch bark plus chaga plus dandelion, roasted dandelion wild root. And so if you want your chaga, that's the most delicious chaga available. There should also be a chaga on that website that's a sachet. I should be there. If not, call the number and get the sachet. The sachet is really a great way to just throw that into a hot cup of water, let it steep for 20 minutes or so. I kind of like to do that. I'm a lazy guy. So,
alrighty, very good. So now people, this list that you sent me, they can get this by calling that number. Let's see. I just
their number. They can go to that website. It's also known as purewildnaturals.com, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, let me see. But it's I had that website right here.
Purewild.cassingram.com.
Yeah, purelywild.cassingram.com. This is the
purely wild. Okay.
Okay, purely wild. Yeah. There you go. And so that phone number is 1-800-295-3237.
3737.
Oh, 3737.
3737. But bottom line for everybody is, if you do the pine, if you do the oregano, that's the best protection that we know of to date for how you could survive in America the next year or two while this shakes down. And I just can't. I had a woman who was bleeding like a stuck pig from the uterus, and she was exposed to her coworkers who got vaccinated. I said, I think you have spike protein poisoning. She said, I'm not vaccinated, doctor. I don't know what to do. I don't want to get a surgery. So I put her on certainly the pine to drink, but also I put her on oregano. I put her on oregarasp as an experiment to see. And, you know, all her symptoms went away in less than a day. So I knew it was that spike protein was in her. It had gotten into her uterine lining. Now, my daughter, she went out and got the vaccine. Ah, it's just a vaccine. Well, she had a miscarriage. She's never had a miscarriage. She had five kids. I said, well, Does your miscarriage occur after you got the shot? You know, I have never heard from her since. So,
I heard we had an article here that we sent out that over 25,000 women have had miscarriages after the shot.
Yeah, so you got to believe that that was intentional to reduce population.
Yeah, of course it is. Absolutely.
You know, so, Pastor, we're up against it. The only thing you can do is the resistors, let them protect themselves so that they can survive this, so that the meek shall inherit the earth comes true. And maybe I play a role in telling them how they can survive this crisis. I'm helping my people, everybody around me. I'm saying you got to take these three or four products. Take them as antidotes. Watch this shake out in the next year or two. Stay away from the vaccine. Do not get it under any circumstances.
Doc, I've got to ask something. You said the pine tea, the oil of oregano, but what was the third thing?
Okay, oregaresp. Pine tea, pine capsules. If you want to go the maximum, oil of oregano, super strength, and oregaresp, R-E-S-P. Those four are sufficient to give you big protection against spike protein shedding and even the graphene oxide. I hope this human clinical trial that I might design myself comes out. It hasn't yet. They're still looking at it and evaluating it, but
how do you spell oregaresp?
Orega is O-R-E-G-A, then R-E-S-P. And should be at every health food store online. You should see oregaresp. Oreganol.com might have it. They should have it. But if you do those four, you'll have aggressive protection. And you can do like I do. You go around vaccinated people all the time, and you seem to be immune to the toxicity. Yeah.
You know what I've been doing? I've been mixing up. I had this cough that I developed. Now, when the COVID was going around up here, went through the churches and that, all I got was like a sniffle. And my son, I never went in to get tests because I didn't trust those tests to begin with. You know,
yeah.
My son who got the same thing, the sniffle. He went and he got tested, and he had to because he works for the post office, and so they said, yeah, you tested positive. But anyhow, what happened is, you know, I've been taking the natural herbs. I'm taking that stuff and.
That's right.
Your oregano is a little, you know, it's a little tough to take straight.
Well, this is why the capsules, the pine needle capsules are easy peasy. The oregaresp is easy peasy.
Well,
and if you take those, you shouldn't have anything touch you. Somebody said, well, you got sick people in your house, you got a sick person here, doctor, we're concerned about you, you're recovering. I said, I got so much oregano and pine coming out of my pores, the germ runs the other way from me.
Well, Wendy Wilson.
I won't allow it.
Wendy Wilson from Apothecary Herbs, she's a real sweetheart. She sent me a potion, and then I took that. Do you know the bottle you have that's got the grape and the oregano, and it's got the grape juice and whatever? And I mixed all of that together. And now, I went all day yesterday without coughing. I went all last night.
Oh, I have to
today.
Some goodies.
Yeah.
And boy, I tell you what, you can be a real. And look at those people that lived to be 500, 600, 700 years. What were they doing? You know, we can make ourselves immune to these diseases. I, for 30 years, never got a cold or flu or sniffles. Yeah, I got this reaction to the surgery. I'm getting over it. it's taken forever. But why nothing? Well, again, I take four or five things on a regular basis, and I eat the raw honey also, honey and lemon, when I get a chance. But, you know, there's ways you can make yourself immune to disease.
Now, I love honey and lemon, but I got to take a break here and just say, folks, the phone lines are not ringing. On that, I'm not sure where we left off there, Mighty. Do you remember where we left off there? Okay, let's go with Stephanie from New York pledges 100. Judy from Denver pledges 100. Terry from New York pledges 100. Nathan from Florida pledges 100. And Bob and Lori in Michigan pledge 100. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Your idea works pretty good there tonight for us. I mean,
yeah,
it's like
classic books, and I found some in the warehouse, so I'll be happy to help out the cause.
We absolutely appreciate it very much, and I was going to order some more of your How to Survive the Forest Vaccinations and the Wild Oregano Oil. I was going to order another couple cases of those things.
Yeah,
because
you need to, yeah.
Yeah, people are going through them. They really want them. So anyhow, we will do that. But what I was going to tell you that this stuff here, that and I'm trying to think of the, well, what do you call it, the bottle. Remember you have a little bottle, it's about a 12, maybe 10-ounce bottle, and it's got grape juice and oregano oil, and it tastes very good.
Is it the juice of oregano with a pomegranate and grape?
That's it. That's yeah. It, yeah.
You see, if we had a couple of tablespoons of that a day, we'd be immune. Some people tell me, oh, I've been taking two drops of oregano oil for 20 years. I never got a nothing. You know, and they have their whole family immunized from two drops. It doesn't take much, but it's got to be consistent.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't understand that oregano, and the biblical name for that is hyssop, and that's what they use.
Aesop is, of course, everything in Greek was Aesop. Aesop comes from the Hebrew Aesop, and Aesop means wild oregano. Because, you know, if you go in the mountains there, you don't see any hyssop. You just see only wild oregano growing on the mountaintops. That's about it. Some thistles here and there, and that's the end of the story. On the rock. You know, and I tried all kinds of herbs for my condition, and the hyssop of the law was the best. I'll never forget it. I for 11 months have suffered. And boy, am I getting some gains using the hyssop. And it's all around me, but I don't know. I tried this, I tried that, I tried bass, I tried Dead Sea salt, I tried whatever, you know, and everybody wants to give you advice.
Well, the Bible says all things in moderation, and that's what I try to do. I'm taking that stuff, and in fact, I'm going to order some more, the bottles of that oregano from you.
Yeah, please.
Because I'm just about out of it. And but hang tight. We're coming up to a break, and we will be back right after this with a whole lot more. So don't go away. 888-281-1110. Get the five books.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.